The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Decluttering can be quite a stressful and difficult job, but Stuff Happens is a newly published book which promises to be a life-changing guide to getting a handle on your stuff and reclaiming your peace of mind. Its author is Emma Gleeson and Emma's on the line. Emma, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Now, decluttering, I'd love to start today myself. So much stuff around the place. Why do people accumulate?
Oh gosh, it's such a big question. There are so many reasons. We have so many cultural practices for acquiring things, you know, shopping for a leisure activity, gift buying, celebrating important occasions with things. And then on top of that, we have constant advertising coming in at us saying, buy more, buy more, buy more. You know, you'll feel better about yourself if you buy this. You'll feel, you know, your identity will be more solidified if you buy this thing. So there, and also the cheapness and the readily available products around us. There are so many reasons, but we have no cultural practices for getting rid of things. So it feels like anathema to declutter. I think particularly this is the problem in Ireland, where, you know, thrift and saving things that were quote unquote useful is in our bones. So decluttering is a problem for everybody. And if you feel like, you know, you're struggling, you're not alone.
So the problem being is you've got a lot of stuff and things you've never worn for ages and ages, books that you promise you'll read again, you never will. But what to do with them? I mean, you don't want to throw it out into the trash because you say, you know, this book is in perfect condition. That shirt, someone else could wear that because it's hardly worn at all. So isn't that the problem? What we are reluctant to put everything in a skip.
Absolutely. And I really don't want anybody to throw things away. You know, a big theme in the book is sustainability and trying to be more responsible about how things leave our home when we're decluttering. You know, there are wonderful services available now like Adverts and Done Deal. They have options, you know, to give away things for free. You know, I know lots of charity shops are closed. Well, sorry, all charity shops are closed now in the pandemic, but those are really great services. There's also a great thing called FreeCycle, which is an online platform where you can offer things for free as well to people who might use them. But the main thing I want to say is in the book, I talk a lot about what I call the sticky items, which are the things in our lives that don't have a clear yes or no answer about whether we want to get rid of them or not. And you have what the key to getting rid of those is to pinpoint where the guilt lies. So the guilt could be financial. We've spent loads of money on it and we can't let it go. And what I would say about that is, look, it's a sunk cost. You know, the money is not coming back to you, and having that item or that piece of clothing sitting there making you feel bad, you're not getting the money back. Another big thing is it's quote unquote useful. That's a big thing with books and with kitchen appliances. And what I would say is it useful to you? You have to be really honest with yourself. I think what trips people up in decluttering is they feel a bit iffy about an object and they say, oh no, I'll just keep that. And they don't actually make the decision. You know, you have to go into the discomfort of, okay, I really do need to get rid of this. But like I said, there are so many services and places where you can give away stuff for free, you know, to people who will need them. And, you know, homeless charities will accept clothes and old toiletries that are unopened. Direct provision centres will accept stuff. There really is very little that needs to be sent to landfill. And that's a big message of the book.
This one from one of our listeners. My wife hoards clothes, things she hasn't worn in a decade. Shoes, our kids' clothes, not just clothes either. Everything, every drawer, cupboard and surface is full. I've spoken to her on numerous occasions, but with no effect. It's impacting my well-being. I find it so difficult. It's like cholesterol in the arteries of the home. How do I deal with it? Or should I just clear things away, get rid of them without asking?
Oh gosh, wow, that's a really, really difficult one. You know, in the book, I talk a little bit about how do you manage, you know, a relationship or a home setup with people of different attitudes to stuff. I mean, I'd like to know more information. Like, does it stress your wife out as well? You know, could it be an actual anxiety problem that she has that you might need professional help with? You know, we use the word hoarding very flippantly, but it is a very serious, you know, anxiety disorder. But what I would say is try and get her to start with a small task, achievable task. You know, if you're saying, I need the whole wardrobe cleared out by lunchtime, it's very hard. So start with one single drawer, or maybe even, you know, the hot press or the linen cupboard or a bedside locker, something that's very small and achievable. And once you've completed that task, then you can feel better. If you're just looking at the whole house and tearing your hair out, it'll be very demoralizing. So, yeah, I would say, you know, is this a deeper anxiety problem? And start small.
Yeah, it's a bit like weeding the garden, you know. If you try to do the whole lot in one, it won't happen. It's absolutely just too much, too overwhelming. Yeah. Why does clutter not bother some people while it drives others mad? That's a question from one of our listeners.
It's so fair. You know, there's a term called clutter blindness, which I'm sure a lot of people married to cluttered people will relate to. It's just personality difference. You know, we all look at the world in a different way. Some people are happy in organized chaos and some people are very, very organized. And it can be really difficult if you have to share a house with someone who is different to you. And what I would say is you have to meet somewhere in the middle. You're never going to fully convert people to the way you want the house to be. You have to meet somewhere in the middle, because it's not about laziness or messiness on the clutter person's part. It's just the way their brain works. So you have to understand it as something. They're not doing it to be bad, you know, it's just their brain works differently. Yeah.
Now, what about things that people insist have a sentimental value? Now, they may not have looked at those pictures of the kids when they were two for years, and there may be hundreds of them in the days when people used to get pictures printed before everything was digitally confined. Mm. What do you do about stuff like that? I mean, no one probably really cares about it.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't see any problem with that at all, unless space is an issue, in which case my advice is maybe take the photos out of big, bulky photo albums, that if they're taking up too much space. But, you know, I'm not a minimalist, Pat. You know, I don't think if stuff matters to you, it's not clutter, you know. And like I said, unless there's an anxiety hoarding problem, if the stuff matters to you, it doesn't matter. So you shouldn't feel bad about those things. Even if you haven't seen them in years, they're still important.
There are so many questions coming in. I can't part with books. What am I to do?
Well, I'm the wrong person to ask.
James.
I'm
you
kind
know,
of
he could have hundreds of books and life will be too short for him to get through them all.
Well, I'm a bit of a, you know, books are my clutter kryptonite, I always say. But I like to reread. I'm a big rereader and I do reread my books. What I would say is try and get rid of the ones that you definitely know you won't use again, like the outdated, you know, diet books or the old manuals or the old travel guides that are out of date. And another one I try is say, okay, we all, like those of us who are readers, we always buy, you know, the Booker Prize winner. You know, do you have those from the early 90s and early noughties? You know, are you keeping them out of some kind of intellectual guilt that you think you'll get around them eventually? It's just, again, it's about breaking up the task into achievables. If you're there staring at your entire bookshelf, it's impossible. So, yeah, get rid of the old, you know, Atkins diet books and the old manuals and start from there.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff, reference books.
I don't think there's anything wrong with reading books, if you like the books.
Yeah, I mean, I've referenced books, you know, from years of broadcasting, and I'm looking at some of them on the shelf now, and I'm sure the medical advice has probably changed since they were published. It's certainly updated, so maybe it's time for them to go.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, but like I said, you know, there's a psychological phenomenon called the endowment effect, where once we own something, it has way more value to us than the object itself, you know, outside of the context of our lives. So it really is harder than we think. And I think a lot of my clients say, like, oh, I'm so stupid. Why can't I get rid of this stuff? But what I'm trying to say is, it is difficult for so many different reasons. So just, you have to have self-compassion in the process and understand that the stuff really is sticking to us in ways we don't even realize.
And the Bring centres, which you probably have one somewhere not too far away from you, they're open so you can dispose of stuff, electrical stuff, for example, and that is recycled when it's brought to those Bring centres. So, you know, you're not actually junking it. You're allowing someone else to get some good out of that old telly or that old printer.
Absolutely. There's a brilliant organisation called Recycle It, which is out in, I think it's Ballymount in Dublin. And it's a community employment initiative, and they refurbish electrical waste and resell it Which is just fantastic. There's so much that can be recycled. You know, clothing banks also, I get a lot of messages from people saying, look, with the charity shops closed, what do I do with my stuff that's cleared out? Liberty Recycling, they are the best clothing banks to use. They are all over the country because some clothing banks can be a little bit dodgy, but that's a discussion for another day. But Liberty's Recycling, they are fantastic and they are available.
And all details in your book, which is called Stuff Happens, which is just out, and its author, Emma Gleeson, writer and sustainability activist. That's important too. Emma, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.